Today I'm going to be reading a fan fiction called Sharing Tongues, read by Pillsbury Doughboy. Two ponies stood face to face in an empty barn, their bodies close and their hearts pounding with each uneasy breath. With a subtle smile, a long, curly purple mane fell over one pony's deep blue eye, while her white cheeks grew pink. The other pony tipped her head up and swallowed a lump in her throat, her emerald green eyes darting from side to side as she confirmed they were still alone. "Rayworthy!" she whispered, placing her soft orange hoof on the girl's cheek. "Shh! Don't talk, Applejack!" Rarity closed her eyes and leaned forward. The very tips of their noses touched, and Rarity's warm breath flowed through parted lips, grazing her friend's cheek. Applejack closed her eyes as well and tilted her neck, her hoof sliding around to the back of Rarity's neck, warmly tucked beneath her silky purple hair. With the slightest of pulls from her friend, Rarity gave way and pressed her lips against Applejack's. Feeling hesitant, Applejack squinted her eyes and habitually grabbed onto her long blonde ponytail. Rarity's smile slightly widened as she felt her partner tense up. She parted her lips and very gently squeezed Applejack's lower lip with her own. With excitement pumping through her veins, Applejack wrapped her arms around Rarity and sank into the moment. She parted her own lips and cupped them against Rarity's, her arms crossing behind the beautiful pony's back. Rarity lifted one hoof into the air and leaned her body into Applejack's chest, who stumbled backwards on wobbly legs. Her cowboy hat tumbled to the floor as her back collided with the barn wall behind her. Rarity was sure to keep her lips tightly pressed against the other pair as she thrusted her body against Applejack. The cowgirl became exhilarated, grinning and running her hooves down Rarity's back as they each began opening their mouths. Being the lovely, charming girl she was, Rarity waited for a proper invitation before allowing her tongue to slip into unfamiliar territory. Applejack acted without hesitation, her tongue bawled as it flicked against the bottom of her partner's upper lip. Rarity smiled and slid her tongue along the other, swirling it around inside of her best friend's mouth. Her cheeks burning, Applejack's hooves ran down the center of Rarity's back, sensually clawing at her nerves. As she reached the bottom, her hooves gripped onto the couth girl's thin waist. Rarity began to sway her hips from side to side as her tongue danced in and out of her mouth with graceful strokes. She reached around the country girl and pulled the band from her ponytail, letting her long, silky blonde hair fall freely down her back. She then ran her hooves through the hair along the back of Applejack's head, grabbing a hold of it and gently pulling her deeper into the passionate kiss. Her heart skipping beats, Applejack's hoof slipped further down, squeezing tightly on Rarity's buttocks. The young fashionista squeaked and giggled, glancing back and raising an eyebrow before pouting her lip and looking into her friend's glowing green eyes. Applejack wore a wide, sparkling smile and chuckled, her smile falling into confusion as Rarity suddenly tightened her grip on her hair and pulling her back into the kiss with a growl. They interlocked around open mouths as their tongues collided in slippery passion. The empty barn echoed with the sound of lips smacking and two ponies squeaking and moaning. Rarity pulled away and wiped her mouth as she caught her breath, staring into Applejack's eyes with sheer ferocity. With fire in her sapphire eyes, Rarity lunged forward and bit down on the base of Applejack's neck, sucking and nipping along her collarbone and shoulder. Applejack ran her hooves over her forehead and through her bangs as chill shot through her body. Rarity began working her way back up the length of her friend's neck, stopping beneath her jawline and dragging her teeth up to her ear. Applejack laughed and pressed her shoulder up against her neck, the tingling sensation overwhelming her. Rarity then reconnected her lips with her partner's, the salty taste from Applejack's skin present on Rarity's tongue as they met again. With a wet smack and a moan, Rarity's body began to quiver. She looked back at the floor, then sat down, glancing back to Applejack with fluttering eyelashes. Applejack fell back in between Rarity's legs. She kissed her friend's soft, warm skin, her lips brushing over her belly button as she moved higher, until her nose brushed up against her breasts. Applejack cupped her hooves and slid the cups over them. Rarity blushed and gently nudged Applejack's hooves away, then pulled her body down against her own. She wrapped her bare legs around her friend's back, her hooves interlocking behind her. She sucked Applejack's bottom lip into her mouth and bit down teasingly as her hands ran down her back and dragged her hooves back up. Rarity partially opened her eyes and leaned back, then stuck her hoof into Applejack's mouth. The pony on top closed her eyes and sucked on it, while Rarity slowly pulled away. As it slipped out from her mouth, a small string of saliva connected the hoof to her lips. Looking Applejack straight in the eye, she stuck her wet hoof into her own mouth and rubbed it along her tongue, never breaking eye contact. "Applejack, let's go back to my place, shall we?"